You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New data has come out on the issue of pay gaps in New Zealand. Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner with the Human Rights Commission, Dr. Jackie Blue, discusses the data and its implications with me.
Yesterday we had pay gap data released by the State Services Commission for the Public Service Departments. It shows that women are improving in senior management roles and also in chief executive roles. But what has concerned me is that the even though the gender pay gap across the public service has reduced by one percentage point, when you look at, first of all, ethnic pay gaps, they have continued to be high and have been so for the last 10 years, and it's particularly true for Pacific workers in the public service. Though we don't have a gender breakdown of those ethnic pay gaps, you can be bet, you can be sure that women are part of those stats. Also, when you look at the gender pay gap by department, which the Commission has been publishing since 2015, I haven't done a thorough analysis, but you can certainly see there are outliers, and they've always been the outliers. So my concern is the Prime Minister and the Minister for Women have requested that the gender pay gap become zero in the public service, and they've got 4 years to do it. And to do that, it's going to take a lot of focus on reducing the gender pay gap by department, but also that ethnic pay gap, which is far too high, and women will be part of that.
From the narrative that's coming out from Chris Hipkins and Julianne Ginter, as you know, yeah. It's sounding more like a win to them, this data that's just come out. Do you think that's problematic?
No, I think the State Service Commission haven't been hiding anything. And when they first started publishing this data in 2015, I commended them for doing it. No one was putting pressure on them, but they did it by department, and we had that first data. And not only that, when they actually released that 2015 data, they actually had all the data from 2007. So we had a number of years of data to compare. So, no, this has been a pattern. There's been definite improvement in some areas, but and we know the gender pay gap across the state Pacific public services is better. It's down to one percentage point. It's very close to the labour market generally, but the ethnic pay gaps, to me, need absolute focus. If we want to get that gender pay gap down to zero, we must focus on those ethnic pay gaps. So this has been a story that has been we've known for 10 years, and I commend the State Service Commission for being totally transparent about this.
Gender pay gaps amongst ethnic communities, do you think those are systemic issues or societal issues?
Well, when you look at the public service departments, we know that Pacific Island people are more overrepresented in the lower paying occupations. Now, whether that's due to career progression or due to bias or due to educational qualifications, that's what really the public service needs to do, drill down and work out what factors and what levers they can change. There will be some quick runs on the board they can do. We know the gender pay gap explodes when women take time off to have a family. It just explodes and women never catch it up. So there's things that can be done when women take time off to have parental leave to ensure that when they come back, they're coming back at the same level, not dropping down a level. Ideally, I'd love to see men have their own paid parental leave in their own right. We need to normalise that both parents bringing up children.
And what kind of things, particularly with the technological age, do you think can be implemented in order for women to not be held back by needing to be home with the family?
Oh, the flexible work options absolutely need to be part of the modern workplace and are increasingly so. A flexible work, part-time work, job sharing is not hasn't been a main feature of public service departments, but I know that the State Service Commission are absolutely wanting to bring that in, and that will make life so much easier for women to have more flexibility around how they work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.